My mind was directed to the 27th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 27, and at the verse 36, and sitting down, they watched him there. There are in this verse four very important things that we must notice and hide in our heart. First of all, there is the place. And that place is described in the word there. And sitting down, they watched him there. Then there is the posture. They didn't stand. They sat down. And sitting down, they watched him there. So you have the place and the posture. And then you have the person. They didn't look to one another. They didn't watch one another. They watched him there. They watched him there. And then last of all, you have the purpose. They watched. And that word is a word that brings into it the idea of being fully alerted. That there was nothing else that could loose them from the obligation. They were glued. They watched him. They watched him there. The place. If you go up the chapter to verse 33, you'll get a description of the place. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull. This was the place where other criminals before Christ had been crucified. This is the place where they let the bones of those who had been criminals, they let them rot with the weather and the sun, and their bones were bleached. And about the foot of the cross were the skulls of others who had suffered crucifixion. And then also that rock, that hill outside the city wall. If you stand back from it, as I have done when I visited Palestine, you can see the shape of a human skull. So it was called the place of the skull. And the skull speaks of death. And this place where they were watching was the place of death. And until we are brought to that place of death, we will never have life. It will always be a place of the skull, except the Lord touches it. So many people come to the cross and go away unchanged. And they hear the preaching of the cross, and the preacher delineates the suffering of Christ, but it's like a tale that is told, it takes no effect on them. But others come to the cross and something happens. The place of death becomes a place of life, and the place of sorrow becomes the place of salvation. What is that place to you and me today? Is it the place of sorrow or the place of salvation? Then notice their posture. They sat down. The strange thing about the tabernacle and the temple, there were no seats in the tabernacle. And there were no seats in the temple. No one was allowed to sit down. Why? Because the work that was done in the temple and the tabernacle never was finished. When one sacrifice was offered, another had to be offered. When there was a sacrifice in the morning, there had to be a sacrifice in the evening. When the day came for the Passover, all the Passover sacrifices went on all day. And the blood was taken in the basin and carried within the veil and by the high priest sprinkled on the mercy seat. The work was never completed. But thank God, Calvary is a place where you can sit down, because you could do nothing anyway, but the Lord did it all.
Amen.
And that was a place where we came to the end of the road. And we sat down. Blessed day when we sat down and viewed the cross. They watched him there. What was their purpose? What was the purpose of these people? The purpose of these people was to look and train their eyes upon him. They watched him, the person. They watched him. They looked at everything he did with his eyes, with his voice, with his lips. They listened intently. They heard the seven words that he spoke from the cross. They heard the words of pardon to the dying thief. They heard the words of comfort to his separated mother when he committed his mother Mary to John, that John might be her son and keep her, and John took her to his own house and looked after her till the end of her days. The Lord Jesus Christ, they watched him, and everything they saw about him was love. Calvary is the place of love. What did he say when they nailed him to the cross? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What did he say when he was crying with thirst? I thirst. But when they brought him that poisoned cup, he refused to drink of it. Because that cup would have alleviated his pain. And Christ must not have any alleviation of his pain. He must bear it all. If Christ had taken that cup and drunk any part of it and it alleviated his pains, then the full price would not have been paid. But thank God he refused the cup.
Bless God.
In order that we might drink the cup of blessing. And sitting down, they watched him. They watched him, the glorious person of the Son of God. Oh, that we might be watchers at the cross. No wonder the hymn writer said, Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious sight. We're going to bow our heads, and some brother is going to lead us in thanksgiving for the cup, which, and thanksgiving for the bread, which speaks of the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wounded for me. Wounded for me there on the cross. He was wounded for me. Gone my transgression. And now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me.